reaches a certain point that only God knows what it is, and that little nascent possibility of their soul stirs. And they begin to want to know what they are, want to know why things happen the way they do to them, beyond the usual lies that they've told themselves or been told. Now, up until that moment, that individual is 100% self-conscious. 100% self-conscious. All they can do is relate the moment to the image they have of themselves. 100% self-conscious. So there's no real self interacting. There is just what has been conditioned and collected over time that is stimulated by an impression and then produces what it does that we call the sense of ourself and the sense of our life. 100% self-conscious. The pain of that is extraordinary because it is a house divided. Then the individual meets, if they're lucky, a work. And they're beginning to be shown what it means to be self-conscious. To be conscious of the self they had no consciousness of before. To become conscious of the self that I had no awareness of before is unbelievably uncomfortable to the self that didn't know it was the instrument of an unconscious nature. Because we're already driven half mad thinking about ourselves. That's what false self-consciousness is. I mean, literally driven mad. Thinking about, what does that mean? Why did they say this? How do I look? What's going to happen? All of that horrible, horrible purgatory of being the property of a mind that must try to escape its own lies by producing a future and all the rest of that where it's going to be different. I'm saying this to you because I want you to understand that there is a very distinct growing pain that comes with gradually becoming self-conscious in the right way. Because you see, you'll start to realize, I always thought I knew what to do with myself. That's what false self-consciousness is. I always thought I knew what to do with myself. Something would happen, I knew what to do. Because it was part of the consciousness that didn't know itself. It just knew mechanically. Now I'm starting to see all this and I feel like I'm going to go mad. I mean, I'm seeing so many things. What do I do with everything that I'm seeing? Nothing. Because to be truly self-conscious means that my consciousness is awakening to itself. And my experience of it awakening to itself is the derivative effect of a certain identity that still sits outside of the whole, having experiencing these revelations instead of understanding there is no self separate from the revelation. But that comes. Don't be worried. Don't be worried. Don't be afraid.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.